is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Deciding to be Happy. Seems like an easy choice, deciding to be happy. I can't imagine too many people would choose to be unhappy. This is probably one of the more universal claims that could be made about human beings. And why do we want to be happy? Because it feels good. Not a real complicated question or answer. I Like Being Old is the title of a book I recently came across. It is written by Kay Eileen Allen. She's a 90-year-old woman who is blind. She says she likes being old, and I believe her. How can that be, you might ask? The common assumption is that youth is wonderful, and old age is a dispiriting time. Not for her. Eileen Allen has a rich, full voice. She's been a university professor and sounds like one. I heard her being interviewed about her new book and her thoughts on being old. She relates this story of the pursuit of happiness. At midlife, she got a job offer that seemed just right. Her husband had just retired and she was free to move and work just about anywhere. This perfect job was a long way from the mountains and salt water near Seattle, where she lived. It was in Kansas. She was not well received. She was not happy. She was miserable. She thought of giving up on her dream job and moving back to the coast. No one liked her. She felt isolated and abandoned, definitely unhappy. One noon hour, she took her lunch and walked to the highest point on campus, probably the pitcher's mound. She started to mull over her plight. She recalled a conversation she had had with a doctor many years previously. After inquiring into her state of happiness, the doctor said, "No one can make you happy. That's something everyone has to do for themselves. Only you can make you happy." She sat there on that little rise in the ground and thought about what she could do to make herself happy. She lit on an idea. She would pretend to be happy. She would smile at everyone she met. She would make some inane comment about the weather, the team, the pretty clothing, etc. I try to imagine her getting up from her lunch, taking a deep breath, squaring her shoulders, and heading back to her office, smiling at the first person she met and saying, "Hi, how are you today?" Within 2 days, the whole world had turned. She was receiving lots of smiles back. People were laughing and talking with her. She was soon being invited to coffee or lunch. The next 14 years were very exciting and some of the happiest of her life. Now here's an idea worth consideration. If that is one road to happiness, then it seems like we might want to use it. I like her idea. It makes sense. I can just imagine how this would be so effective. People respond to smiles and laughter. It makes everyone feel better. And we all like that. Next time I fall into a funk and need a pick-me-up, I'm going to try it. Just paste a smile on my face and go for a walk. Meet some people. Talk about the weather, comment on their dog, or tell some kind of stupid joke, and see if my luck can change. If it worked for her, it might work for me. You might want to check out her book. It's titled, I Like Being Old, A Guide to Making the Most of Aging, by Kay Eileen Allen. Copyrighted in 2009. This is a small, self-published type of book. You can find it at www.iuniverse.com. or perhaps your local bookstore can order it for you. It is well done, insightful, filled with humor, and concrete examples of ways our attitude can set the stage for our own happiness. A few years have passed since I first posted this podcast concerning Eileen Allen's book. After reading the book, I wrote to Eileen telling her how much I enjoyed it, and that I have this podcast about retirement, and that I published a podcast about her book. She called me. She lives in Seattle, which is only about 90 miles from my home. We arranged to take her to lunch. My wife and I picked her up around noon. I will never forget our arrival. After a call from the lobby of her retirement center, we took the elevator to the fourth floor. When the door opened, this nattily dressed woman stood looking in. She was using a gorgeous cane and had a most friendly smile on her face. She took us in to look at her room and talked of her daily walks around Green Lake. Then we went just a short distance to lunch. "Would you mind if I had a glass of wine?" she asked as we prepared to order. The lunch and conversation never slowed. She even recited a few poems for us. It seems that her eyesight has degenerated and reading has become nearly impossible. She has substituted memorizing and reciting poetry. What a treat! She leaned forward with clasped hands folded in front of her on the table and treated us to a very special experience. This is Retirement Talk. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.